Serious doubts are being raised about Dreamworld's ability to win back public confidence after last week's fatal accident. Dreamworld has appointed a disaster recovery expert as part of its response to the deaths of four people who were killed on one of its rides. Michael Edwards reports.
Retired Police Inspector Mike McKay has a tough job ahead of him. Dreamworld has given him the task of rebuilding its image, one shattered by the deaths of four people on its Thunder River Rapids ride.
We need to show the world that this is going to be a safe and happy and comfortable place for them to come back to.
Mike McKay is regarded as one of Queensland's best disaster response experts. He was heavily involved in the recovery efforts after Cyclone Larry in 2006 and the floods that devastated the Lockyer Valley town of Grantham in 2011. His reputation might be strong, but many are questioning whether Dreamworld is actually capable of rebuilding its reputation.
I think the events of last week speak for themselves. People will form their own judgments about Ardent Leisure and the Dreamworld operations.
Ben Swan is the Queensland Secretary of the Australian Workers Union.
There just has to be, you know, a very clear understanding of what happened here and then a very clear commitment about ensuring that this never happens again.
Dreamworld remains closed while police investigations continue. The Queensland government has ordered an audit of the state's theme parks, with all rides and maintenance records to be examined by safety specialists. Dreamworld's owner, Ardent Leisure, has been heavily criticised over its handling of the situation. Many, like corporate communications expert Dr. John Harrison from the University of Queensland, are scathing about it.
Well, the view that's been expressed in the media is that it's been a disaster, and I think I'd agree with that.
Dr. Harrison thinks Dreamworld might try to rebrand itself with a different name. He's sceptical whether a move like that would work, and he thinks the facility could eventually have to close.
Something like a theme park is just so dependent on public trust. I just don't think the public trust can be rebuilt. I might be wrong. I just don't think it can.
Mike Smith from Inside Public Relations is another corporate communications expert who thinks Ardent Leisure botched its response. But he also thinks that with the right strategy and a lot of effort, Dreamworld could win back the public's confidence.
I think it's possible to rebuild, but it will take time. It'll take a great effort. Sometimes a mistake companies make after being battered in a crisis like this is they breathe a big sigh of relief when it disappears from the headlines, but they can't just sit on their hands and do nothing. They've got to have a really intensive, strategic, step-by-step, long-term program to rebuild their reputation and their trust.
Mike Smith from Inside Public Relations, ending Michael Edwards' report.